Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, very excited about having our good friend Doug Stiles back on the show. Doug is an original member of the Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. He joined me the first time way back in 1998 when we were just getting the Brain Trust off the ground. And he's been the resident CPA ever since of our Brain Trust. He is a partner emeritus at Kirchen Group, which is a CPA firm there in the great state of New Jersey. And he's professor of accounting at Monmouth University. And he's our good friend, Doug Stiles. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you. Sorry to hear that your head got so big you can't fit through the door on that last ad.
But you've known that a long time, though, haven't you, Doug?
Well, yes, but I wasn't going to say it.
Hey, Doug, it's good to have you back. Doug's a CPA, folks, as I mentioned. Let's help us with a little bit of tax planning. Talk to us a little bit about what we got coming up between now and the end of the year to get ready for next year. What's some advice that you have for us?
Well, actually, some good news, Jim, because a year ago I was whining, as most of my contemporaries were, that we didn't know what the law was going to be after December. Well, this year we pretty much know, unless Congress does something really off the wall, and there's no reason for them to do that. The tax law as it exists for 2011 is just simply carrying forward to 2012. A year ago, December 17, 2010, the President signed some legislation which gave us a continuation of the rates that prevailed during the Bush administration,
right,
and they were supposed to expire at the end of last year. Well, Congress had enough sense, I strongly supported it, to allow us to continue with the reduced rates, top rate of 35%, for example, lowest rate of 10%, through this year and next year. So the common philosophy, the textbook advice, goes into swing as we come down to the end of the year. If you have plans of having about the same income next year is this year. Obviously, if you can defer some income, you get an extra year to come up with the tax. And if you're looking to reduce your tax for this year, you have still, including today, 2 full months to go out and buy some new equipment for your business or whatever. And I might throw in there, just a last comment, Jim, is that they also last year gave us what we call first-year bonus depreciation, which means just about anybody out there has any kind of a business, even rental properties. If you buy some furniture or you buy a vehicle or a piece of construction equipment, you can deduct that entire thing. There's no limit on it. This is Section 168 for the Internal Revenue Code junkies out there. 168 depreciation, you can deduct the entire cost of any equipment.
For what kind of equipment?
Anything that you use in your business. I mean, not personal stuff, obviously.
Right. But it could be like a backhoe or a machine.
Absolutely. If you're in a construction business and you go out and buy a $1 million crane, as long as you take delivery of it and pay for it, or even if you borrow money to do it before December 31st, you can deduct that entire.
So it's not like the Section 179 limits of up to $250,000 or whatever. It's no limit?
That's right. The 179 limits were pushed up to $500,000 last year, but that's really taken a back seat to this 168. The only time you might use the old 179, if you buy a used piece of equipment, the 168 requires the equipment to be new. You have to be the first user.
And so, any particular type of business, does it have to be non-publicly traded, or is it any company?
Doesn't matter. It could be General Motors. It could be Microsoft.
Wow.
It could be Blasingame and Stives. I mean, it just doesn't matter.
Huh.
And very interesting. That 100% depreciation rule does expire December 31st. Now, there's a slim possibility Congress will step in and renew that for yet another year, but it drops back in 2012 to 50%. So go back to my example. If you're a construction guy, you're going to buy $1 million worth of stuff for a job that you're going to do in 2012. Buy it in 2011, because if you wait till 2012, you're only going to get half as much.
It's not a credit, folks. It's not found money. It's compressed deduction, right?
Right, exactly.
Because you're going to ultimately get the the full write-off, but typically in the past you would depreciate that over 3 years or 5 years or whatever. Now you're basically depreciating it over 1 year, so it just compresses that deduction. So folks, think about that. I mean, this is really new stuff, is the 168 provision.
Well, there's another huge provision, or a huge portion of this provision, Jim, is that if it throws your business into a loss, go back to our hypothetical construction company, is if you have a profit of, let's say, $500,000. Now, you go out and you buy this $1 million worth of iron, brings your company into a loss of $500,000. You can take that loss and carry it back to your two prior years. So if you paid tax in 2009, 2010, you conceivably get all or most of that back.
You could actually get a down payment on your equipment by carrying your tax back, your tax loss back. How about that, folks? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more about some of these things, these tax planning issues that Doug's telling us about after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.